double standards is something that I simply cannot stand. I don't believe in that concept, especially when you're in love, that two people that truly love each other will have a different set of rules for one another. It doesn't fundamentally sit well with me, and it never will. And the reason I had to just voice my displeasure this early in the morning is mostly because it was gnawing at me. That lets you know how much double standards, like, it really bothers me from the core. And from the conversations we were having yesterday, what came about was knowing that when you're faced with the same pain, the things that you told me to do for myself, you're not able to even apply to yourself. You can't even guarantee that you would do the same for yourself. And that really shifts a lot of my viewpoint with you as far as things that you tell me, because now many times there's going to be a level of, well, she's not going to do it, so why am I going to do it? And that's the part that I don't think you understand how that affects me, because as you know from our experience, fundamentally, through all the pain and the love that I have for you, I could say that I tolerate more than you do. Maybe it's because you have a different saturation point than I do, or maybe it's because I love differently than you. But like, when I say my love is truly unconditional, it's truly unconditional, or is more unconditional than many people. And I would even challenge it with you, because it wouldn't, and meaning loving unconditionally in the context of a relationship, still being in a relationship, like me still knowing that I'm in a relationship with you, you falling in love with somebody else, and you still wanted to make time for that somebody else, right? But then if the roles were reversed with me, now I'm thinking about it, then it's like, okay, yeah, you were going to see that guy once a month because you were in love with him and you guys had a bond. Well, I can't do that if I fall in love with somebody and have once a month, right? It's a double standard, no matter how, and I had to get that off my chest, because I don't think you understand like how hypocritical it just looks and it feels to me. And it's like, I don't want to continue in the blending dynamic. Okay, if that's, because I don't, that's something that I know I can't stand for. Like, that's been done twice already with the double standards, you know? And I just don't, like I said, that was a deal breaker for me. That was a deal. You know, you talk about, if I thought you were loving me unconditionally, like within the relationship, the way that I love, then I'm cool with it, because then you would think like me and you'd be like, yeah, it bothered you, you know. But I did that for him, so I can't tell. Like, basically, if I was in your point of view, it's like, how can you tell me to do that when you couldn't do it for yourself 6 months later, right? It would never sit well with me, just knowing that. It's not even about who or what. It's just knowing that, principally, you were not able in any way, shape, or form to apply the things that you tell me to be to yourself. You can't. And that makes me view you differently. That makes me view you in a way where it even reels back, like you're basically like, I'm going to your level and matching it, knowing that, oh, this girl works with double standards. Like, whatever's good for her is not good for me. And she's very good about, you know, kind of weaseling or dancing around it, or, you know, like in a way wording it where it's okay for her to do it, or not saying that it's going to be inconclusive. No, I'm not. I could tell. And I think for me, that was that's a huge blow. That's something that, I mean, to tell you that I woke up in the morning like this and thinking that, should let you know all about how I feel about it. And it's a tough deal. And I've never done this before, but I have to, knowing that double standards is in play, like that changes a lot for me. And I don't mean that in a bad way. It's just more of like, Like there's just certain things that I just like, knowing that was good for you is not good for me. I think that's just a fundamental problem, and I have to figure out how that looks for me.
Give it time. This ain't my body. Just look me in my eyes, babe. Oh, you feeling me softly? Now I'm in the class, I'm